Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
This is the worst marketing strategy you've probably ever heard of, but it straight up set a box office record. From getting denied by execs to leaking a script, Ryan Reynolds is not just a badass actor. He's one of the best guerrilla marketers in the game. But the legend doesn't stop there. Keep watching to find out how Reynolds used his marketing savvy to sell his gin brand for over $600 million. This is the story of an actor turned businessman and how one man's dream to get the first anti-hero movie made turned into an overnight sensation. Marketers, let's get into the story.
Typeform. Forms that break the norm. Get more data like signups, feedback, and anything else with forms that are designed to be refreshingly different. Learn more and get started for free at typeform.com.
The legend of marketer Ryan Reynolds all started when studio execs were hesitant to move forward with a film dedicated to the quiet, red-suited superhero Deadpool. Reynolds was infatuated with the possibilities of the Deadpool character and was determined to get the green light from Marvel Studios. But the initial script didn't get any traction with Marvel. But inexplicably, the script and test footage were leaked to the public and received a massive response. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds leaked it. And for marketers working at large companies or on large teams, sometimes it is better to seek forgiveness than rather to ask for permission, especially if you truly believe in what you're doing. Now, Ryan leaking the footage was enough social proof for Marvel to give the go-ahead for Reynolds and Deadpool. Reynolds and his team began marketing Deadpool with quick-hitter commercials and posters that, outside of the leaked test footage, gave absolutely nothing away about the film. Sounds like literally the worst marketing strategy ever, right? Well, it worked. The commercials and posters were all hilariously funny and built a mystery around the movie. If you wanted to get to the bottom of the mystery, you had to go see the movie. The first weekend, Deadpool grossed $132 million, setting a box office record. I did go to see it. Personally, it's one of my favorite superhero movies. I'm a comedy fan, so the touch of comedy throughout is hilarious to me. Deadpool has all the laughs. Now, the legend continued with Deadpool 2 raking in $125 million in its first weekend, and the third edition of Deadpool was just announced on Super Bowl Sunday. Go Ravens. Sad end to the season. The commercial was Reynolds' classic blend of captivating storytelling, exhilarating action, and quips of timely humor that has you thinking, how the fuck did he come up with that? To top it all off, Reynolds released a trailer on his personal YouTube account, and this highlights a new trend that is here to stay. People want to follow people, not institutions. And by the way, this strategy can be translated to literally any business. Imagine you're in B2B SaaS and you have legitimately no idea how to build attention online for your brand. The only people engaging with your brand's content is your employee Jeff from Canada. Shout out, Jeff. The solution then is to build your executive team's personal brands. Have them create content about the topics they're experts in and build an audience that way. The connections an individual can make with an audience severely outweigh the connection a brand can make. Even though Reynolds and Deadpool are part of Marvel, by simply having Reynolds release the trailer under his own account, including raunchy humor and seemingly candid scenes throughout, it removes consumers' association of Marvel with the film and replaces it with the main man himself. But Reynolds' guerrilla marketing success was just getting started.
More ways to grow your business with Typeform. Collect more and better data with forms that embed where people see them. From web to email, Typeform can help you ask the right questions at the right time to reveal deeper insights about your customers and prospects. Learn more and get started for free at typeform.com.
After securing a big payday from the first release of Deadpool, Reynolds bought a stake in Aviation Gin, an American brand with a proud origin story but struggling to grow. I don't know about you, but when I drink gin, my skin crawls. It's weird. So reusing the Deadpool playbook, Reynolds pulled Aviation Gin up by its bootstraps and marketed the brand himself. This led to a series of ads posted on Reynolds' YouTube that drew loads of attention to Aviation Gent. The ads were culturally relevant, cohesive to his individual brand identity, and clearly in his tone. This was at a time when Peloton ran an ad that was criticized for being sexist and dystopian. Actress Monica Ruiz, the Peloton girl, became a meme on Twitter. So Reynolds, like the smart guy he is, immediately casted her in a jokingly deprecating Aviation Gin ad where her friends toasted to new beginnings. I die laughing at that. Absolutely hilarious. To top that, before Nick Cannon was due to have his eighth child, Reynolds produced an ad with Nick Cannon in which Nick shows the audience how to make Aviation Gin's signature cocktail. And you're not even going to believe the name when I tell you this. The Vasectomy to celebrate Father's Day. The irony, the sarcasm, the shit you wouldn't think a highly successful Hollywood actor would say. I mean, he seems to be just like you and I. And that's exactly why his marketing is so effective. Each of these ads were incredibly raw and they didn't feel like ads. This built Aviation Gin into an approachable, relatable, and above all, premium brand. Just 2 years after Reynolds purchased a stake in Aviation Gin, it was sold for $610 million. And to announce the sale and contribute one last guerrilla marketing effort to drive eyes to the brand, Reynolds shared a leaked email. And here it is. You can't help but laugh at the email. Reynolds' unique brand of humor is woven into everything he touches. His ads don't have taglines, they have punchlines. As if he couldn't top a $610 million sale, Reynolds bought a struggling Welsh soccer club, Wrexham AFC, with its Always Sunny in Philadelphia star, Rob McElhenney. Aside from boasting the oldest international pitch in the world, Wrexham didn't have much to be proud of. Relegated to the fifth tier of English football with facilities that mirror a Hilton Garden Hotel gym, that's not a compliment at all, and averaging 3,000 fans in attendance per game, Wrexham was left for dead. That was until Reynolds' motto of market globally and speak locally blew the roof off of Wrexham. Focused on revitalizing the local fans' interest at first via investing in the club's facilities, the fan experience, and the game coverage, Reynolds worked from the ground up to build buzz. Then with a strategic partnership with Netflix, Reynolds and McElhenney starred in an all-access docuseries focused on the rebuild of the iconic soccer brand. And the ethos of the entire marketing strategy at Wrexham is building personalities and a focus on authenticity. There's no better way to do that than through giving an inside look at the beauty and struggle of a sports season through a docuseries. Not to mention the 260 million subscribers the docuseries was introduced to by being featured on Netflix, that'll help, which had a massive impact on jersey sales and brand awareness. The partnership is a match made in heaven, given that Reynolds has long been known for his raw approach to everything and larger-than-life personality. Reynolds continues to give Wrexham a platform on his own YouTube channel, creating his patented witty and ironically hilarious ads that don't feel like ads that have you seriously questioning your own creativity. Now, this has been a massive success so far, with Wrexham's revenue increasing 300% since the purchase, and gaining sponsorships from Vistaprint, TikTok, United Airlines, and HP, just to name a few. So take a lesson out of Ryan Reynolds' playbook and invest in personalities. Institutions are out, individuals are in. Whether you're B2B, SaaS, D2C, B2C, or freaking plumbing, it doesn't matter. Consumers want honesty and connection, so give it to them. Whether it's on the big screen or the pitch, if Ryan Reynolds is involved, you know it will be box office.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.